Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When we think about safety, we think usually of external factors of safety. Do we live in a safe neighborhood? Do we have job security? And do we live in a stable living environment? But today, my guest is Luna Love, and she's here to help us understand that true safety starts from within. External factors are important, but if we don't learn how to cultivate safety internally, we won't be as safe as we think we are. Luna is also here to help us discuss how compassion creates internal safety and how we can use kind language, create positive routines, and remove negative behaviors, including addiction, behaviors that are not self-serving, patterns of thinking that are negative, and how to create the internal safety we need to live our best lives. Luna, I'm so honored and excited to have you on the show. Thank you for being here to discuss this.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you as well.
Yeah, so, you know, people always think of safety as something that is external. You know, we try and create a life that is safe, but we never really consider the fact that internally we do, we create stressors in our life that lead us to feel unsafe, to feel vulnerable in some way. So how can people start to have the shift? And what do you think about that?
I love how you brought up stress and stressors, because we often think of stress as these external things as well, like our jobs or situation or relationship that causes us stress, when actually stress is the way that we choose to respond is what creates the stress. Because two people could experience the same thing and one could have a stress response and one couldn't. And it's really a choice, and I think that when we build a foundation of safety within ourselves, then we have more space and time when it comes for making those decisions to really check in and see what's the most self-honoring choice. And I think that that's a big compass that I use.
Yeah, that's really interesting to be mindful of that. Like, but you know, for a lot of people, they ask me, like, well, what do you mean? How do I start today? What can I do to create safety from within? And a lot of people, I think, don't realize that there's pieces of their lives that are adding to this feeling of unsafety. Relationships that don't serve them, a job that doesn't really fulfill them. So how could we start today, you know, for the people out there, how could they start today to really take the steps they need to take to kind of be aware?
Absolutely. I think step one is just a sense of personal responsibility, understanding that we do have the choice and we do have the power to create change in our lives. And if the situation isn't serving, how we can shift it in a more positive direction, just believing and having that sense of empowerment that we can create change is a huge step one.
Totally,
And I think step two would be also like, okay, what is already established that isn't serving? What feels insecure or unsafe or not supportive in one's life? And can we, once we kind of assess that out, what can we do to step up? And also not moving into a place of judgment. I think that that's a huge one that creates a sense of safety, is in a relationship with a partner, a family member, anyone in your life, a coworker, when there's a sense of judgment present. If you feel judged by someone, well, you don't really feel safe to show yourself vulnerably to them, because there's a fear of being judged, being rejected, being made fun of, whatever it might be. And I think that when we do that to ourselves a lot, I think that we probably judge ourselves more than other people judge
us. Of course.
And that's such a human thing that we all are working on and all can bring more attention and awareness to. But I think that's a huge part that creates safety, is like you want to be able to feel, your body and your mind and your spirit want to be able to communicate what it's feeling vulnerably, what it's experiencing, without being judged or wronged or shamed for feeling that way. And I think that that's a huge place that we can bring awareness to create safety. Because if I'm in a relationship where there is a sense of unconditional love and support and acceptance, no matter what I'm doing or saying, that I just have that birthright, then I feel a lot safer to share myself and be vulnerable and to feel things with that person. And so it goes the same way with ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, first to kind of assess where the anxiety is coming from in your life, right? Like where, you know, what part of my life am I feeling unsafe? And then from there, it seems like also we could obviously use kind language. We could create positive routines, remove the negative people or remove the negative behaviors. But it seems like it has to really start with first the awareness that, you know, you aren't as happy as you could possibly be, or you aren't as safe as you possibly could be, which, you know, is a huge task for people to take a look at their lives, because I think people are really fearful of change.
Yeah, it comes up as a challenge sometimes. And
yeah,
I always find in my life that when I can really let go of that person, that job, that friendship, that thing that's coming up that I thought was going to be very supportive in my life that turned out not to be, mm-hmm. That the next thing that comes is always so much better and
right,
so much right. more aligned. But I have to be able to let that other thing go to be able to receive the next job or friendship or partnership or home that is more there to serve me. And so just trusting that if you look back in life, I think almost everyone could see that every change has eventually led them to a positive result. And
right,
so trusting
right.
that that's going to continue in that nature. And you mentioned the awareness step, and I think awareness is so, so, so valuable. And it's irrelevant unless there's action. If you're aware of everything that you're doing that's unsupportive, but there isn't
right.
action to change it, then the awareness is kind of futile. So that second step of, okay, now I see this, now I can step into action.
Right. And absolutely. And that's the key to sustainable long-term change. But I love what you had to say about, you know, having the awareness also of once you close a door, you know, there is abundance, you know, the universe is abundant. And that once you close something, whether, you know, you end or something expires, a job, a relationship, that there is room emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically for something else to come in. And I think people stay locked in that fear that that's not possible. So I'm really happy to hear you speak upon this, because I think a lot of people need this kind of message of hope. Don't you agree? That
yeah, we're the ones who create the space in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
absolutely.
The, like, you know, we were talking about the choices and personal responsibility earlier. It's just having that sense of like, okay, if your job is stressful, it's like, sometimes people can feel choiceless in those situations, and there really is that sense of empowerment that, like, we create the space in our lives, and there's always enough time for all the important things in life.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, working in the industry I work in, and I work a lot with people in recovery and addiction, and, you know, I think that they feel so unsafe when they are actively using a substance that is making them out of control, obviously, right? So I think that it's so nice when they enter recovery, and I know you work in the same industry and space, you work with clients with dealing with addiction issues too, that they start to have this internal safety piece in order for them to feel like they are finally in control, or to a
degree. Well, yeah, when they make that choice to go into recovery, it's like, okay, well, they made a trusting decision, because it's the choice to use is often like the internal space becomes unsafe because they don't trust themselves to make the right decision. So as soon as they enter recovery, there's already starting to set a foundation of rebuilding that trust within.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my gosh, such important conversations. Thank you so much for this heart-centered conversation today. We could find Luna at lunalovewellness.com for more of her amazing courses, group coaching, workshops, retreats, and more. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.